I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360. This week, like everybody, I have been thinking a lot about Paris, and I've been thinking about how a city and culture mends itself after horrific acts of violence. Here in the United States in 1969, not long after the assassination of Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and as the country was seeming to unravel, one record album famously urged everybody to just get along. Sly and the Family Stone's album, Stand. Are you ready? Ready? Are you ready? Ready? It was a blend of soul and funk and psychedelia and sheer glee. The band was proudly and for the time unusually multiracial, and Stand features some of their most enduring and political music. Some of those songs had provocative lyrics, too, so if you're listening to this with, I don't know, your Cub Scout troop, heads up. To tell the story of this seminal album, Sly Stone deferred to the band's guitarist.
My name is Frederick Stewart. I am Sly Sylvester Stewart's only brother.
Sly Stone's biographer.
My name is Jeff Kalis, and I'm the author of I Want to Take You Higher, The Life and Times of Sly and the Family Stone.
And a funk legend.
My name is George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, sometimes known as P-Funk All-Stars. Had messages in everything he said. When he said stand, it was demanding. It mean get up.
The song Stand really is putting you in a position of standing up for what you believe in, standing up for your joy. This was like a civil rights anthem made rock friendly.
When Stand came out, everybody looking to be free. Black, women, gay. There was a whole lot of freedom being fought for at that time.
Sing a simple song.
Sly was able to be very artsy-fartsy with this stuff. In that funk, simple groove, he was able to create standards and still be funky. I mean, Simple Song was the epitome of funk songs, and it was a pretty pop message.
Sing a simple song. Try a little, don't break me, my soul, let me go.
My mom and my dad taught us right from wrong. Never looked at black and white. You know, we just went to school. On the weekends, we went to the parks. It's sort of like all of us played together. You know, all the colors of the rainbow. It wasn't until I was in the 12th grade that I ever seen a race riot.
Don't call me nigga.
So the songs, I think, help people see what we saw and how we lived and how things could be.
Well, I was down across the country.
Sly's blackness was intact with his music. His social awareness was from a street point of view, but highly intellectual. He had messages social, political, and then straight street.
Music
I Want to Take You Higher has so much in it. There's very much a feeling of sharing. Everybody gets to sing. Every one of the individual instruments gets its own thing. How many rock and roll songs can anybody name where that goes on?
When he got to Woodstock, the fringes flying in the air, Take You Higher was like what Woodstock was all about. It was the epitome of that rock era. That was the top of the mountain.
Woodstock was absolutely phenomenal.
I think it was a special realization for Sly and the band when they came on in the middle of the night and saw themselves waking up fields full of thousands and thousands of hippies and saw this reflection back of these happy faces. You know, they recognized their power.
If people knew my brother the way I know him, he's probably the least confident of the whole band. He's probably the one that needs the biggest great job, man, because he is so critical of his own material.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The preacher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people, yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm right, and I can't be wrong. I mean, everyone can relate to songs that are on here. I'm forever grateful.
Sly Stone represents everything that I love about music and writing music and singing music. Sly Stone, that's my man.
That was George Clinton, Freddie Stone, and Jeff Kalis talking about the 1969 album Stand by Sly and the Family Stone. The album was inducted this year into the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Our story was produced by Devin Strolovich for BMP Audio.